Welcome to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Lacey. Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. We have Lacey, Lariah, Candace, and Scott here.
Woohoo!
Woo! And today we're actually going to be talking about a topic that was submitted by a listener. So thank you for the topic suggestion. We love hearing from you guys because we just want to know what you guys want to listen to and all of that. So today's topic suggestion slash question is, WTF is the point of Downtown Disney, or also known as Disney Springs now? The first time I went, it was Downtown Disney. And then the second time I went, it is now called Disney Springs. So we're just going to be talking a little bit about that, why we think it's worth it to go, what's the point of it, and just if anybody's curious, if you haven't gone or have gone and still don't understand. So we'll just kind of get into that. So here we go.
Excellent. Have you ever been to a shopping mall?
Duh.
Are you asking our audience?
Yeah. Yes. Audience. Ladies in the room, have you ever been to a shopping mall?
No, never.
At least once a week.
Yeah. That's the point of Disney Springs. That's episode over, right?
Right.
We'll get into more of what's there and that kind of thing. But high, high level, Disney Springs is a shopping center.
Mm-hmm. That's designed to keep you in the Disney magic.
Keep you in the Disney bubble.
Without forcing it down your throat.
And without paying a fee to get inside.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It might be one of the few things to do at Disney that you don't have to pay to get into. That's what she said.
Now, back when it was Downtown Disney, it was not as expansive as it is now. Mm-hmm. And there was two very distinct parts of it. There was the marketplace, three, I guess. There was the marketplace, there was West Side, which was more of the, that's where Cirque du Soleil was located. And some of the more upscale restaurants were down that way. And then there was a separate part called Pleasure Island. And if you remember from Pinocchio, Pleasure Island is where the Donkey Boy is hung out. And in Downtown Disney Pleasure Island, it was just a group of nightclubs, basically.
Oh.
That you did have to pay to get into.
Okay.
But they were geared more... What is your issue?
She's laughing at Pleasure Island, the name of it. Which, yeah...
We're still in Disney, Lariah.
Pleasure Island and nightclubs.
Then
and
don't you have call to... it Pleasure Island.
Well, they did.
Pleasure, which is why they probably changed it.
Right.
It's Pleasure Island nightclubs and you have to pay to get in.
Anyway, so it was geared definitely more toward the Disney adult because the clubs were themed in different genres, shall we say. And then every night at midnight, it was New Year's Eve. So they would bring you out to the street that ran down the middle of the clubs and they would do fireworks and like a big outdoor party.
Okay.
Lariah, only two of the bars had red lights outside.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh. Candace is getting mad.
Wait, I know what you mean now.
You know, the red light district.
Well, stop. I just it.
Don't see how that was at all a good idea.
It's probably why it's not around anymore.
Well,
and thank God it's not, because as people behave now, can you imagine?
Oh, God, that it would just be a catastrophe.
Especially with TikTok.
Catastrophe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I would personally say that if you're making a trip to Disney, going to Disney Springs is a must do. There's mm-hmm. just shops that you can go to. They, you know, that's has prices cheaper than the stuff you would pay for in the parks, even though it's not necessarily the same thing. But if you're kind of in a boat where you want to bring home a cheaper souvenir, I would say your best luck is getting it at Disney Springs. Also, the food. There's foods you can get there that you can't get in the parks.
And better foods than you can get mm-hmm. in the parks for the most part.
Yes, aka Morimoto. We're huge fans of that restaurant. And yeah. going there, you know, and how we like to do it, or how we've been doing it, is we go there on our first night to kind of kick off the vacation. And we go there, I feel like we talk about this like all the time, but going there, this is the reason why our podcast is named Hanging at the Hangar Bar, because yep. we kicked off our vacation at the Hangar Bar, sitting outside, listening to live music, waiting to go eat. It's just extremely, and it was just like the best way to kick off a Disney vacation. And or any vacation, but yeah, so I think it's worth it to go personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say, if nothing else, go hang out at our namesake, the Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar. Mm-hmm. Get a couple sugary drinks and listen to some live entertainment, and yeah, Disney Springs is a good place.
It is, and it's a good way. And I know we mentioned this a couple episodes ago when we were talking about first time must do's. I think it's a good way to get yourself introduced into the Disney bubble without having the overwhelmingness of a theme park.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's Disney enough to where you feel like you're in Disney, but it's not overwhelming with mm-hmm. all of the scooter people and strollers. It's perfect enough, and you don't have to worry. You don't have that overwhelming feeling of trying everything, like going on all the rides or doing all the experiences. Mm-hmm. You're in Disney, and you're there to kind of just like check it out, wander around, and you're not really missing out on anything if you don't go into a store, because it is just like a Disney shopping mall.
Right, and there's lots of different like name brands there. Like there's a Vera Bradley store, there's a Coach store, there's mm-hmm. Sephora, there's all kinds of stuff there, so that you can find some of the stuff that are maybe a little more comfortable mm-hmm. to you. Maybe they have some collabs with Disney, maybe they don't. But like if you were a local, if I was a local, that would be my mall.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another thing is, if you happen to go to one of the resorts, if you're staying at one of the resorts that's close to Disney Springs, and you can get on the water taxis, or you can even walk from Saratoga Springs to Disney Springs. And so you kind of get that transportation experience that not everybody's going to get, because they're not staying in those resorts that are in that area. Mm-hmm. I think that's a fun way to find out more about Disney transportation as well, mm-hmm. and some of the options that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And when you go there, if you have not been, I don't want you to think of it as like a regular shopping mall. There are hidden Mickeys. There, you know, you're in Disney still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just very, very low key. No characters, no rides. It's a shopping mall, and they do have Disney souvenir shops there too. So
one of the largest Disney stores in the world is at Disney Springs, in the world of Disney.
World of Disney. Thank mm-hmm. you. Yeah. So it's also a great way to, if you go on your Disney trip and you completely forget to get a souvenir and you really, really want one, you can head over there, go in the world of Disney and get yourself something. And they have also like Disney Christmas store that has different holiday stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when we went, it was in September, so they have all their Halloween stuff out. They have that as well.
They also have the Art of Disney store, mm-hmm. so that if you want some high-end, really, really beautiful artwork for home, that's where to find it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good place to get your Disney souvenirs, mm-hmm. actually, if you...
Then you don't have to worry about hauling it around a theme park all day.
Exactly.
Because they don't have package pickup right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing that, like, you can get unique souvenirs there as well.
Yes.
Like, if you go into the Lego store, you can design a Lego that looks like you.
So cool.
Yeah, and then get your 4,000-piece Lego castle that you can bring home and put together. And, yeah, you can get really unique things there. Mm-hmm. Unique things to buy, and then unique food items, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I love going there. I couldn't imagine going to Disney and not going to Disney Springs at least once. I think with our next trip, I'd really like to go more than one time because it is such a it is a relaxing day, because you, again, you don't feel overwhelmed there at all, because there's nothing, there's no rides. No one really seems like they're in a rush there. You're just kind of there to poke around and try new foods and drinks, shop around a little bit, sit down, listen to live music if it's playing.
And if you really want to listen, or if you really want to wait in a line, you can get on over to Gideon's Bakehouse and wait 6 hours for a cookie.
Right. If you want that line experience right. so bad.
Never fear. Right. It's available.
Disney will provide a line. And if you want attractions, there's things that you can actually do there.
Characters in Flight is over there.
Characters in Flight, which is the big balloon that you can go up and get really good panoramic views of all of Disney World. And then they also have the... What are the cars? The Amphicars.
Yep.
Over there. That's
at the
right.
Boathouse.
Yeah, that's right near Disney, the hangar bar, too, right?
No.
They launch from right by there.
No, they don't. They launch from by the boathouse,
which is near the hangar bar.
It's on
right?
the other end.
Okay. This is why I'm not the map.
What were the cars called again?
Amphicars. A-M-P-H-I
cars.
And they're, so you get into this car and they drive down into the lagoon and you go boating around the lagoon. They're car/boats.
I remember seeing those. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Those are spendy.
They are. They're like $250 for a 20-minute ride.
Oh.
Nah.
But yeah, I mean, if that's your jam, yeah. that's your jam.
That's you where you want to spend your money. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. And another thing is about Disney Springs that I really appreciate is there's not the perceived pressure to have a good time. It's just like a whole bunch of people doing their own thing on their own time frame without feeling like you have to see this and this and this and this and this to get your money's worth of the value that you've assigned to this specific spot. It's just a nice place to just go and be.
It really is. And I know we talk about this a lot with how our next trip, we really would like to slow things down and everything, but I feel like it's really hard to do in the parks, especially with people like Scott and I, where we're always so excited to do the next thing. But there, I feel like we're always so relaxed at Disney Springs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that first night was just the most relaxing night. And honestly,
that first day was awesome.
Wasn't it? It was just the most, honestly, one of the most memorable moments of our Disney trip was being at Disney Springs. And just, I mean, a lot of it probably has to do with it was our first day. So we had our whole week ahead of us still. But even if we went there during the middle of the week, I think we would have just had the best time.
Agreed. And we mentioned a little bit ago, probably the best food in Disney World is in Disney Springs. So you want to go WTF going to Disney Springs, it's for the food.
And the drinks,
yeah.
Because you've got several bars that have their own cocktails and or beers brewed specifically for them or any of that sort of thing.
Yeah, some of our favorite restaurants are down there. We mentioned Morimoto. Raglan Road is probably my favorite restaurant in all of Disney.
Yep.
Yeah, some of the things that I want to try. I want to try Wine Bar George. I want to try the Boathouse for seafood. I want to try Art Smith's Homecoming. Mm-hmm. I've heard really good things about the brunch there.
Yeah.
Like where you can get both things on the late menu and the breakfast menu.
And their moonshine menu looks really
their
good,
moonshine.
Too.
Yes, moonshine.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, we've tried the Edison, and I think we've been there, what, twice? Once. Okay. And that was kind of a mixed experience for us. The food was amazing.
It just took too long.
It was almost a three-hour experience, and I think it was just because they were understaffed. So our poor waiter was running his tail off, and it was not the greatest experience just because it took so long, but we understood at the same time he was doing the best he could. Right, it wasn't like he was purposely ignoring us. It was just he didn't have any help.
Right. Aww.
But yeah. The food was good.
Yeah. That's where they had the bacon hanging on the
Clothesline.
Clothesline.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that.
Yeah. Their burgers were fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, she talks about a three-hour experience. We had a bacon appetizer, hamburgers, and a dessert, and it took us 3 hours.
We also had, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Calamari.
There you go. You just needed the Jeopardy music to remember it.
Thank
what is calamari?
Yeah, because we were on the deluxe plan, so we each got an appetizer.
Yeah, we each got an appetizer. So,
and by the time we rolled around to dessert, I'm like, no, I
done.
Am not having it.
And we were kind of done with the experience at that point, too. So I ordered a dessert just because I didn't want to leave that credit on the table. But
right.
I could have walked out of there without dessert, too.
Can you take it to go?
I'm sure you could have.
Okay.
I don't remember what else we had going that night, but...
Nothing.
So we probably should have just taken it to go. But
probably,
it probably
would have, but at that point, added I was so an extra tired and 20 so done minutes. With it, I was like, I'm done.
Well, and I think we did take some dessert. Maybe it was when we ordered from our resort. Remember when we stayed in and we just grabbed food from the resort, brought it back?
Yes.
And then we got cupcakes. I think they never were eaten.
I ate mine.
Oh, you did eat yours?
I did.
I don't think Lorraine ate hers.
It was more Instagram worthy than anything because it was not fantastic.
I assume so. That's unfortunate.
Well, any cupcake really decorated like that isn't...
When you have a pound and a half of frosting.
Yeah.
I mean, I love frosting, but when you have... When that outweighs the actual weight of the cupcake, there's an issue.
Okay, so going back to Disney Springs.
Yes, let's do that, shall we?
The point of Disney Springs is to take food back to your resort room. It's...
And let it sit there until you don't eat it, and then you throw it out.
And right. have mousekeeping get rid of it for you after you leave.
Whoops.
Okay, so favorite thing to do at Disney Springs?
People watch.
Ooh, yes.
Tell me your favorite people watching experience at Disney Springs.
Okay, so this went back to our 2018 trip.
I think that's right.
Yes. And we were having dinner at Raglan Road, and we were seated pretty close to the stage, kind of next to the stage where they come down and actually, like, dance, quote unquote, in the audience. But there was a gentleman that rolled in, and I can only assume that he was a local because everybody in the restaurant seemed to know him as far as the staff people that were there. And he was trying to get the crowd to clap along with him, but it wasn't to the tempo of the music that was playing and they were dancing to. And he was dressed in a very unique way.
Flamboyant.
Okay. We can go with that. There was lots of sequins and jean shorts and fake hair.
Like short jean shorts.
Yes. And fake, like, toupee sort of hair and, you know, gold chains and things like that. So he was a very interesting character all the way across the board. Like, one of those people that when you see him, you're never going to forget him as long as you live.
He was peacocking.
Yes, he was.
All right.
Yes, he was. So we get done with dinner and we're like, well, that was an interesting experience. And he just added to the fun. And he wasn't there to hurt anybody or, you know, do anything like that. He was just there and he was trying to assist everyone's enjoyment of the entertainment.
Love it.
So then we went to the hangar bar and we were having a cocktail after dinner, and there's a stage right next door to the hangar bar where they do live music and that sort of thing. And there was a dance floor and all of that. And we were sitting there listening to the music, having an after dinner cocktail, having a lovely time. And all of a sudden the same gentleman shows up in one of the spotlights down by the live band place. And again, he was trying to get the crowd engaged, clapping along to the music, but to a completely different tempo. And it was the same tempo that he was trying to get people to clap in Raglan Road to. So I think it was his own, like, internal tempo, and that's the only one he knew. But he just wanted to get everyone involved.
He was having so much fun.
He was.
And we have, like, a video of him somewhere.
We do. And I'll tell you what, if I can be that gentleman's age, which was advanced, by the way, and be that carefree and that just,
energetic.
This is me, and energetic, and this is me, and I'm living my best life. God love you.
Right.
Yeah, he just didn't care.
Yeah.
I love that, though.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's in a good way. And
yeah.
Like, you're just if you're having fun and not.
And he may have been a cast member at one time. I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. I kind of doubt it. But the way that he was connecting with the cast members and the staff from everywhere, it's like he was there enough that they knew him. And so he almost felt like he was like an ambassador for Disney Springs. And like he was trying to get people engaged and trying to entertain people. So actually for me, he provided a magical moment because I'm never going to forget that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so nice when like just little unexpected moments like that
mm-hmm.
is what.
Was that the 2018 or the 2016 trip?
I don't remember.
Wait, did we go in 2018 or 2019?
We went 19.
Okay.
Because it was Mike and Gina were there, my brother and sister-in-law.
Okay, so it may have been 2017. I thought it was 18, but
I was just looking for the video. That's why I was asking.
It all runs together. And I just know we haven't been back recently enough.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so that's Candace's favorite memory of Disney Springs. Laraya, what's yours?
It was just the smallest moment, but it really, really meant something very special to me. When we first walked into Disney Springs, like fresh out of the parking garage, like walking up the entrance, there was a security guard. I don't know if you guys remember him.
I do.
But he greeted us so friendly, so kindly, just was the happiest guy mm-hmm. ever. He gave Lacey and I stickers just, you know, to be like, oh my gosh, it's your first time. Here you go. Like, I hope you enjoy yourself. And it really set up the stage of how cast members are
mm-hmm.
and how, like, you know, you are just going to have a fantastic, magical time because of how much they care and how well respectable these people are and how, yeah. It was just a pure magical moment that just was eye-opening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that day vividly. Like, the parking mm-hmm. garage, I can remember it clear as day. Going in there and seeing the Mickey hedge bush, you know?
Outside a basin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that clear as day. I remember the interaction. If you have not had that type of interaction with a Disney security guard, then you need to slow your day down and actually interact with them because
engage with cast members because mm-hmm. you will find those magical moments everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just have to be willing to put yourself in the situation.
Exactly. Like, they're happy to be there. They want to add a little magic to your day, and they do. I remember I didn't even try, but I kind of accidentally Disney bounded as Ariel because my hair was, remember when I dyed it red? I was wearing a white shirt and these turquoise shorts that looks like Ariel's tail. And our first trip, a security guard said, he called me Ariel. He said, thank you for coming, Ariel. We'll see you soon or something like that. I remember that vividly because, yeah, it's just like, you never know. It could be a cast member who's a security guard or someone who, like, cleans up or something. They get to work at Disney. I would work there and, like, you know, sweep up the ground or anything just to be in that environment. And then a lot of those people, you know, they appreciate Disney so much that they just feel like they have to add that little extra magic even if they don't have to.
Yep.
And give it back to them.
Absolutely. Please. Because the cast members, I mean, in that bubble, there is Disney magic and there's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the true magic is the cast members. And I would, yeah. That is the hill I will die on every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. My favorite moment is just the day we sat outside of the hanging at the hangar bar. It really is. Just sitting outside with our drinks and just chatting and the excitement of our whole week ahead of us. And then also the excitement of going to, we're all Food Network fans and going to Morimoto's restaurant. I just feel like that level of excitement was unmatched the rest of that week. That is just knowing what we had ahead of us, that we're there and that we have our drinks in our hands. There's live music. I feel like that was like one of the happiest moments of like one of the happiest moments of my life and that week.
That's awesome.
And I think it was just so relaxing when we were sitting there because, I mean, we had done a lot that day. We had breakfast at Kona Cafe in the Polynesian. We had done Disney Springs in the afternoon, then went back to the resort for a while to get unpacked and whatnot, then came back for the evening. And as we were sitting there, just like the quote-unquote stress of traveling to get there, the ants in the hotel, the 8,000 times we ate Subway, all of...
Sorry, guys.
All of that just kind of lifted off, and it's like, okay, we're here, we're on vacation, we've got a fantastic time plan, but you know what? We're not going to think about that right now because we're living in this moment right here and now, and this is the best place we could possibly be, and let's do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things about Disney Springs as a plus, is it's a way to get yourself immersed into Disney in a relaxed way, because it's a Disneyfied mall. Like you know you're at a mall, but it's very Disneyfied. Everything around you just feels Disney-esque. Like
it's clean.
It's the cast members are all friendly, even though most of them don't work for Disney. It's an introduction into the bubble that's just fantastic. I love that about Disney Springs, and it's a great way to just kind of get yourself into your vacation slowly instead of rolling out of the airport and going straight into a theme park with 100,000 other people. Ugh. It gives you that opportunity to relax into your vacation a little bit.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. My favorite moment in Disney Springs has to be our last Raglan Road trip. When we went in for our anniversary for Raglan Road, and the table we were sitting at was right next to their secondary stage. And so as we were sitting there eating and they were doing the show, like half the performers came out and started performing on the stage right next to us. Just Raglan Road. I
love that restaurant so much.
I love that restaurant. I love the theming of that restaurant. I love drinking. All the things about Raglan Road are just my jam.
I want to go so bad. So next time we go, too. I want to go.
Kay.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah. I think also Disney Springs is if you're going on a little bit of a tighter budget and don't have the money for going to the parks, but you want to stay in Disney. I feel like and we can do another episode. I'm sure we've talked about this a lot before too, but there's just so much more to Disney than the parks.
Absolutely.
And I think that it's worth, if you want to stay at Disney for like a full week, but you only have enough money to go to the parks like 3 or 4 times, you know, go take advantage of all of that free stuff that you can do. Even if you don't like shopping, just walking around being there, you're still in Disney, and resort hopping and all of that. It's free.
Yep. Even if, like, to your point of making it less expensive, how many places have a cupcake ATM?
Right.
Go get a cupcake from the ATM.
At Sprinkles.
Go sit outside the hangar bar with an $8 cocktail and people watch and see all the people with the ears and interact with the locals and the cast members. And yeah, it's a great space.
It is.
Yeah. I think it's, if you have not gone, it's definitely worth going.
Yeah. Okay. So we're about to wrap this up, but I have one more question for the group. Anything you would change about Disney Springs? Anything you would do differently with the space and the environment and the atmosphere and all that?
Maybe more Disney stores. I know that they have a lot of Disney stores, but they also have a lot of places that, like Candace said, they have a coach store. They also have a basin for those who are interested in that. But I would like a lot more Disney-specific, like, souvenir stores. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, The only thing I can think of is going back to where we started this episode. I would love a Pleasure Island type feel. like a bar district.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not yes. where you're focused on the food. And I guess Disney's trying to not encourage this behavior, so I get why they don't have it. But like where you could like almost like a Bourbon Street feel.
Mm-hmm.
Where like open bars where you can kind of walk in and walk out, and you're just in this atmosphere of like this party type atmosphere, only cleaner than Bourbon Street.
And that's what Pleasure Island used to be. I mean, you could, you know, club hop and take your drinks out on the street in that area
and just enjoy music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, is that if we were sitting outside of the Hangar Bar and there wasn't live music out there, I don't know if I would have enjoyed that moment as much as I did.
Because it just adds to the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they can pipe in music and that sort of thing, but then it's like, eh.
It's the same music you're hearing all the time, performed the exact same way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that we want to talk about in terms of why the F Disney Springs?
If you don't, I think you're missing out.
Yeah, I would agree. It's an integral part of the trip.
I agree.
And again, it's free. So why not take advantage of that?
Yeah.
Even if you're not a shopper, even if, you know, you don't like shopping malls, it's not going to be your typical shopping mall.
Yep.
No.
Okay. So go to Disney Springs and remember that there's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
And we'll see you real soon.